God's Word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. This is Will Rice, and First Light is a brief Bible challenge encouraging you to read God's Word, to think about God's Word, and to live it in real life. Recently, we had the first Monday after summer camp. It's an odd day. We've been going full bore with camp every day for a full summer. And then all of a sudden, wham, it's Monday morning and it's a wrap-up week. We're kind of assessing the summer and planning for next summer and last-minute touches on the fall. And so a lot of work going on, but all the campers are gone. You know, nearly 100 in summer staff are gone. And so it's kind of an odd week as we look back, reflect on the summer of 2019. I recently reminded those of us who live here that if we feel like we're either heroes or martyrs as we look back at the summer, we're totally missing the point. We're missing God. If I see myself as a hero this summer, or if I see myself as a martyr in the work I did this summer, then obviously I'm missing someone's presence, and that is the presence of God. When Israel came out of Egypt, they walked out like they owned the place. The Egyptians basically begged and bribed them to leave. When they walked out of Egypt, the Red Sea parted for them and all but put down a red carpet for their departure. Food was provided from heaven, water from a rock. Here they were. And yet the Red Sea did not flee at the presence of this ragtag band of slaves. It was fleeing the presence of God. Psalm 114 says, when Israel went out of Egypt, the house of Jacob from a people of strange language, Judah was his sanctuary and Israel his dominion. Israel was neither a martyr nor a hero. There were no martyrs in Egypt. There was only a loser, and that was Pharaoh. There was only one hero in Egypt, and that was God. It certainly wasn't the many little gods that Egypt had worshipped. In fact, God went after those gods, turning the god of the Nile, for instance, into blood. God both parted the water and provided water. He parted water where it was in the way. He provided water where there wasn't a way for water to come from, like a rock. The Bible goes on to say, the sea saw it and fled. Jordan was driven back. The mountains skipped like rams and the little hills like lambs. Well, what made nature itself tremble? Was it this band the family of Jacob? Was it this band of Israelites? No, the answer is found in verse 5. What ailed thee, O thou sea, that thou fleddest? Thou Jordan, that thou wast driven back? What made the Red Sea part and then years later the Jordan do the same thing? Verse 7, it gives the answer. Tremble, thou earth, at the presence of the Lord, at the presence of the God of Jacob, which turned the rock into a standing water, the flint into a fountain of waters. You see, God sets the story straight. When we look back at our day, our week, our summer, our lives, and we feel like we're either a martyr we've been done to or we're a hero, God couldn't survive without us, we're missing the point. You know, I may not recognize everyone that I should recognize or thank everyone that I am obliged to thank, but God never does. And unlike me, God will never be in debt to somebody else. You see, God's the one that made a way. God's the one that made provision. God's the one that made Israel. God's the one that made us. And so today, the seas are not parting for you. They're parting for God. Follow Him. It reminds me of the cartoon where there's a mouse and all of a sudden a dozen cats are fleeing in terror for their lives from this mouse. And he thinks to himself, wow, I'm a pretty big guy. And then he sees a shadow looming over his head and he looks straight up and there's a bulldog. He didn't realize the dog was there, but the cats weren't fleeing at his presence. They were fleeing at the presence of that ferocious canine. Likewise, look, the seas don't part for you. They part for God. And so today, don't leave God out of your story, because when you do, you don't see things straight. God sets the story straight. The seas part for Him. Follow Him.